Hi there. The word for you today is do what you're called to do. In John 3 verse 27, the Amplified Bible, we read a man must be content to receive the gift given him from heaven. We love to quote this promise, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But that promise doesn't mean you can just go out and do whatever you want. Or, hello, what somebody else does. Paul is saying you can do anything God calls you to do, for with each of his assignments comes his assistance. This verse actually teaches you to stay within the boundaries of what God's called you to do and not try to undertake things that are not part of his will for you. Now, that's not negativism. It's godly wisdom. God wants you looking to him for your answers, not others. That doesn't mean you can't learn from others. It just means the plan that will lead you to success must come from God and God alone. What is God's will for your life? Find it. Do it. Otherwise, you'll live in frustration, competing and comparing yourself with others. That's no way to live. John the Baptist said a man must be content to receive the gift which is given him from heaven. Now, read the previous verses and you'll discover that some of John's own disciples were getting a bit upset because Jesus was baptizing too, and the crowds were leaving John and flocking to Jesus. Now, if John hadn't been secure in his God-given identity and calling, he might have become jealous, but he displayed a different attitude, one that you need to take to heart. Listen to what he said. I can only do what I have been divinely authorized and empowered to do, and I must be content with that gift and calling, okay? You can only do what God empowers you to do, and you must learn to be content, fulfilled, and find joy in doing it.